Okay, Bertel, did you want to add anything to that?
No, I will definitely put in the Google Doc and the link, because it will be easier. There'll be too many emails flying. And then, as you guys mentioned, I didn't realize that those documents were that heavy, so it doesn't make any sense to email it to them. I will just create they are in a Google Doc already. I just have to put them in. I would just have to send them a link and give them access, authorization access.
Okay. All right, you can work that out with Stephanie and Marcisha. Ken, we are out of time, but I think you wanted to be recognized one more time, so why don't you go ahead?
I just want to say, as a final wrap-up, so Bertolt is saying according to him, his expenses are $1.1 million something or other, and I'm saying, according to me and the P&Ls, year-to-date, we are at $950,000, which is $50,000 short of $1 million. And to extend it, I'm getting like almost $1.3 million in expenses, according to the P&Ls and what's recorded there. So there's, like over $100,000 discrepancy. So I don't know if you wanted us to approve this. Obviously, I'm saying no. But if that wasn't the goal, we have to do something. We accept it, like we did for KPFK's deficit budget. We accept it as for what it is, and, as a record.
Bertolt, can you work on that $100,000 and the discrepancies that Kim just mentioned and come back to us with an explanation on that if you can?
I'd rather start
Kim, you were not recognized. Let Bertolt answer. Go ahead, Bertolt.
I already gave the explanation. I mean, she doesn't want to accept it. That's fine. The explanation is very clear. I didn't put all the entries in there because there's too many of them. I am sending up all the WBI financials that have all those details. And then she can forward it to you guys right now if you want to or not.
Well, Gina, go ahead, forward it to our Paul, and then he can forward it to the committee. And then we can all have a look at it and discuss it next time if need be. Okay. I'm going to move that we accept this budget. And I guess with nothing further.
Okay. Could I get wording on that? Do I have the floor, Mr. Chair?
Yes, you do. Go ahead, Paul.
Okay. The usual way we do it is the NFC recommends the following budget, the WBAI FY23 budget to the PNB. Do you want to phrase that in some other way?
I could.
Go ahead.
Similar to what we did with KPFK, we accept it as a deficit budget. With KPFK, at least I could say it was an accurate record of revenue and expenses, but I can't even say that here. So all I can say is we accept this as what was given to us for FY23, and it's a deficit budget.
There was a lot of echo there, Kim. Can you say the last words again?
We accept this budget from the GM, and it's not, in my opinion, an accurate record of revenue and expenses, but it's clearly a deficit budget.
Okay, what I have is we may have a controversy this morning here. The NFC recommends that recommends the FY23 WBAI draft budget to the PNB, period. We accept it as a draft budget.
No.
Okay, what? What do you want to change in that?
Well, it's not a draft budget. I mean, are we going to spend any more time
deficit,
on
deficit.
FY20? It's a deficit budget. And
yeah.
We don't recommend to the PNB. We're handing it to the PNB. We're just passing it along to the PNB as a record of the GM's FY23 budget.
So the NFC sends the FY23 W. All right, let me move it. Let me move a word around here so this reads more logically. The NFC sends to the PNB the WBAI draft FY23 budget, period. We accept it as a deficit budget. Was there something else in there?
From the GM. It's from the GM.
Where do we put that?
We're sending along the FY23 budget from the GM.
From the
actually, it's not really. Hold on. It's not really from the GM. This was budget was approved for sending to the PN to the NFC by the WBI LSB a long time ago. All we were trying to do tonight is update the.
Yeah.
Pardon me?
I said this is updated from that budget, isn't it?
Well, Bertolt just was putting in the actual. That's all. But he did, apparently he didn't get to finish it, so it's still a little messy.
Not messy. This is the same. That's not updated completely.
Yeah, it's, I don't even think we need to do this because the NFC isn't going to do it, anything with it before the end of the fiscal year. It's not going to come to a vote. You know, we only got, I don't know, three budgets done this year because we didn't get most of them. So maybe four budgets. So, you know, the idea here was to get the actuals in, and then because it would be a much smaller deficit than it was before, which it is. It's a very much smaller deficit than it was, that
no,
maybe we could
no.
have kept it as a deficit budget.
No, it's not smaller, according to my numbers.
Your numbers are not correct. And, you know, you can say
well,
they're correct, but I don't think they are. And the rest of the committee,
could we,
the rest of the
could we have
we get to decide.
Point of order.
Jim, I'm
point
not
of order.
Have a contest with you over who can talk louder. Please don't speak when you're not recognized. Go ahead, R. Paul.
Point of order. Could I suggest that one person make a motion, and if we don't like it, we amend it or vote or do something or other, and I move to extend the time for this item and the meeting by only five minutes.
Thank you, R. Paul. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? Hearing none, we're extended for five. Would you like to take another stab at the language?
I would like to read. Okay, I'd like to read what I sort of have here. The NFC sends to the PNB the WBAI draft FY23 budget from the general WBAI general manager. Period. We accept it as a deficit budget, or maybe just it is a deficit. Put an I in it. It is a deficit budget.
I'd like to strike the words from the general manager. I don't think we've
done
that in any other.
Okay, let's try that. And if somebody wants to put it in, they can put it in. Okay. The NFC sends to the PNB the WBAI draft FY23 budget. It is a deficit budget. Okay, that's the motion as I have it right here. So let's go with that.
Okay. Is there any discussion?
Sharon for the stack.
Go ahead, Sharon.
I just have to make this comment. I will be voting no because I don't think it's appropriate to be forwarding a budget where we asked for information to be updated, and as was explained, some numbers still are unclear where they came from. So it's just not appropriate for the NFC to be forwarding on a budget like that. So I will be voting no, and I just want to explain why.
Thank you, Sharon. Anyone else?
This is Kim.
Go ahead, Kim.
I agree with Sharon. I mean, you know, and the only reason I even attempted to make some sort of motion is because you said that was the point of taking this on like 2 hours ago. Well, we want to do this because we want to send, you know, we want to have, you know, pretend to the PNB that we're, you know, approving budgets for 23.
Okay, nobody's pretending. Please do not use disparaging
words. That was the argument for, you know, taking this on tonight. Maybe I'm.
There was no argument that we pretend anything.
Well, it is.
Go on.
Well, you know, I complained about this last year and the year before when you look, you know, approved or, you know, KPFK's budget like 2 weeks before the end of the fiscal year. Yes, I do not appreciate this kind of action. It's not effective. It's not professional. And, you know, this isn't even, the actuals aren't there. So, you know, I'm surprised that, you know, nobody looked at this before we got it. And I'm sitting here trying to figure out the numbers as we're looking at this and going, wow, these numbers don't add up. And then, oh, well, they're not supposed to because not everything's in there. Then what are we looking at? So I don't know what to say about a motion. I mean, we can just kill it because there's no point.
I move to postpone this item.
Oh, hell no. We're done. I don't ever want to look at this.
Kim, and Beth, nobody was wrecking wheels. So, I am in no mood to extend this conversation. I am in no mood to reply. If we postpone, it's just, you know, that means we're going to be bringing it up after the start of the next fiscal year when this is totally a dead issue. You know, yes, the idea was try to pass one more budget while we were still in the fiscal year. I agree that this has issues, but it's had some attempt to improve, and, you know, I think we should just put it to a vote and we see how many want to vote for it and how many want to vote against it. And in the large picture, it doesn't really matter, right? We're 4 days away from the end of the fiscal year. So let's just move to a vote. We're out of time. Let's move to a vote based on Art Paul's last iteration.
Can you say it again, Art Paul?
Yeah, let me get to it. Yes. Let me. Okay. Having an eye problem here, so hold on. I have to try and focus this. 1 second. The NFC sends to the PNB the WBAI draft FY23 budget, period. It is a deficit budget. Okay, please answer up when you hear your name. Teresa Allen. Sharon Adams.
No.
Kamau Harris.
Can you hear me? I'm sorry. I
hear you now.
You heard all night. Okay, great. No.
Julie Hewitt. Kim Kaufman.
No.
R. Paul Martin. Pass. James McFadden.
No.
Sean Kelly McPherson, James Sagerton,
abstain.
Elizabeth Von Gunten,
abstain.
Going back, Teresa Allen here, Julie Hewitt here. I will abstain. Okay, it's 0-4, 4 against, 3 abstentions. Mr. Chair?
Okay, thank you, Art Paul. Yes. So, we are way past our time. Thank you, Stephanie. Thank you, Art Paul, for being the secretary. Thank you, Fred Blair, for streaming. And that concludes this meeting of the National Finance Committee.